The Space Shuttle Atlantis has landed in California. It touched down at Edwards Air Force Base after a 12-day mission to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. The return had been delayed for 2 days because of bad weather. The Atlantis commander, Scott Altman, said he and the six other astronauts were thrilled to be back.
Landing here just felt great to everybody. So we're all thrilled to have the mission complete. It was a testament to the teamwork and cooperation of folks all across the country. And we want to express our thanks to everybody, especially to Edwards, for all the folks who supported us, providing us a place to land, and aren't too upset about us taking up their runway for a few hours today.
On the final day of the English football season, Newcastle and Middlesbrough have been relegated from the Premier League to the Championship, while Hull and Sunderland survived. For the fans, the fight to stay in the top tier of English football had been even more emotional than usual, as all four clubs threatened by relegation today were from the northeast of England. The Austrian director Michael Haneke's film The White Ribbon has won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. The film is set in a small town in Germany just before the beginning of the First World War. Christoph Waltz was named as Best Actor and Charlotte Gainsbourg won Best Actress. A Chinese director, Lu Ye, won Best Screenplay for his film Spring Fever. Lu said he hoped to be the last Chinese director to be banned. BBC News.